A 36-year-old Cork woman is still fighting for her life after a vicious assault in the city at the weekend. The woman was discovered on Patrick Street by a volunteer running the Kindness Crew soup kitchen. That volunteer was Rosalind Barrett, and she spoke to us earlier and told us how she saved the injured woman's life.
We have a soup run, the Kindness Crew, out every Wednesday and Sunday night. So we start at 7:30, and we were serving the service users at our table. And about 25 to 8, there was a bit of commotion, just a small bit away from our table. And I saw a girl on the floor, but somebody was after putting her in the recovery position. So somebody shouted, "Get an ambulance." So I went up to check and see what was going on. And next I saw the girl had a pulse, but was kind of turning blue. So I was calling her to see could she answer me, but there was no recollection or there was nothing. So to cut a long story short, I turned her on her back, felt for a pulse. She did have a pulse, but next the pulse was gone. So I just started chest compressions on the girl.
You did CPR on the woman for many minutes. How crucial was that in saving her life?
Well, very important, seemingly, at the minute. She's still in critical condition in the CUH. I just kept going with the chest compressions, CPR, until the paramedics arrived. Another girl from the homeless crew, Jade, she rang the ambulance at 7:37. So I suppose they were with us within 10 minutes. And then I just kept going until they took over from me.
This is terrible for the woman, but how traumatic were the events for you, the other volunteers, and people using the soup kitchen?
Very traumatic, to be honest with you, but I just think I went into overdrive. So it was a relief, really, when the paramedics came, because I had never had to do it before. So I was hoping I was doing it right. So I suppose I did save the girl's life, because she's still alive today.
How are you feeling today?
I'm kind of in a bit of shock, to be honest with you, because I did a first aid course myself and the other girls on our Kindness Crew. We paid for ourselves just in case anything, you know, some people come up after having a cut, or we would just check it over. Just basically, it's basic first aid course. We were taught how to do CPR on the course, and I'll be honest with you, I never thought I'd have to use it, but I did on Sunday night. And I hope I'll never have to use it again. But I suppose if I do come across somebody, you just go into overdrive, I think, and just get on with it.
Is what happened this woman something that you come across a lot in Cork?
Not really, no. It's not something we have seen all the time. It's just the last 2 weeks things have got very rough in Cork City. As I said, we never have any trouble at our soup kitchen. So it's great that we're on first name terms with 99% of the service users, who appreciate a lovely just hi, how are you, and their food, hot food and sandwiches and goodie bags, as we call it. And they just go about their business.
You say things have gotten very rough in Cork City recently.
Yeah.
You've been operating on the streets in Cork for many years. How has the situation changed?
Well, to be honest with you, there is no Garda presence around the city. Very, very little. Only if there's trouble over the road or, you know, up the town, you'd hear the guards passing by, because we're outside the Savoy and Patrick Street. But we'd never have Garda presence around Patrick Street, to be honest with you.
Rosalind Barrett there.